Pressure is mounting to find a solution to deal with an out-of-control short-term rental problem here on Oahu. On Friday, the City Council is holding a special meeting to deal with the two bills before it. Ron Minor heads up the Planning and Zoning and Housing Committee. He talked with us this morning about what's on the table.
I am concerned that the proliferation of illegal vacation rentals has become a significant problem. It's had a detrimental impact on the character of our neighborhoods. It's contributed to the shortage of affordable rentals. So clearly, the council needs to take proactive measures or steps to address the issue. I think the solutions are long overdue. Since 1989, when the council passed its ordinance to allow a limited number of short-term rentals, the proliferation of illegal rentals has really mushroomed. It's reached, I think, crisis proportions. So I think action is long overdue, so I'm hopeful that the Zoning Committee on Friday will move out both bills, 89 and 85, for further consideration and final vote by the council in the near future.
Are you hearing that there'll be additional drafts?
Yes. Well, I worked on the proposed drafts to both Bill 89 and 85. The proposed amendments that I have come up with would strengthen the enforcement and regulatory provisions in Bill 89 and the enforcement provisions in Bill 85. So those amendments will be taken up by the Zoning Committee, and I'm hopeful to obtain my colleague's support for those amendments going forward.
Where do you sit as far as the caps?
I support the caps. The only way we're going to bring the problem of the proliferation of illegal rentals under control is to impose a cap. And the cap that's contained in Bill 89 is a cap that I formulated that would allow for 0.5% or 0.5% of dwelling units in the various development districts throughout the islands to be opened up for bed and breakfast units or homes that obtain the necessary registration from the Department of Planning and Permitting.
And do you feel added pressure? I know the governor across the street has a bill that he's looking at to collect the taxes, but there, you know, is concern that basically they'd be legalizing illegal activity.
Yes, and so my desire is for the council to pass out Bill 89 and or Bill 85 and to send it to the mayor for his review and signature before the governor makes a final decision as to whether or not to veto that particular Senate bill. You know, my concern is that if the governor signs a Senate bill into law, before the council takes action on the bills that are before us, that it might have the unintended effect of preempting the council from being able to move forward with the regulation and enforcement of our short-term rental laws. So I think that, you know, the county, the city, or the council has an obligation to move forward bills before the governor makes his final decision. And I'm hoping that once the mayor signs whatever bills we pass to him into law, that the governor will take that into account before making a decision, a final decision, as to whether or not to sign the Senate bill into law.
So you've got the clock ticking.
That's correct. My understanding is that the governor has a deadline of June 24 to decide whether or not to veto that particular Senate bill. So it's my hope for the council to be able to move out a bill to regulate short-term rentals and to beef up enforcement with respect to vacation rentals, to pass out a bill to the mayor well before the June 24 deadline.
Okay, yeah, he's got to have a list of those potential vetoes by then, I think. I know during the last council meeting, you had expressed, I think, some surprise to learn about a settlement of a lawsuit that had to do with, I think, 30-day rentals.
Yes. You know, I wasn't aware of the fact that there was a settlement agreement that had been entered into by the Department of Planning and Permitting and the representatives of short-term rental operators in regards to these 30-day rental agreements. You know, under the settlement agreement, these 30-day rental agreements are permissible, provided that they are bona fide rental agreements where, for example, the short-term rental operator enters into a rental agreement with a renter or a vacationer, and the rental agreement is bona fide. The renter pays the fair market rent for a monthly agreement, and if the parties enter into that sort of an agreement, then the renter would have the right to exclusive occupancy of that rental unit for a 30-day period. My concern is that that sort of an arrangement could create a potential loophole. And in fact, it's been brought to my attention that there are certain operators of short-term rentals who have been abusing the law and taking advantage of these 30-day rental agreements by executing or entering into these 30-day rental agreements with a renter or vacationer, and then after signing that 30-day rental agreement, entering into a side agreement that actually limits the occupancy of that unit by the renter to less than 30 days. And that there is also, and then they have also have a side understanding that if the renter wants to occupy the premises for up to 30 days, and he or she needs to pay additional consideration. So in that sort of situation, what's happening apparently is that some of these renters and short-term operators are skirting the law and making it appear that they're entering into a 30-day rental agreement when in fact they've entered into a short-term rental arrangement instead. So we want to plug up that potential loophole to ensure that we don't have situations where people, you know, these operators of these short-term rentals produce a written rental agreement that appears to be a 30-day rental agreement in order to escape the regulation that would apply to short-term rentals. So I have proposed wording or provisions in Bill 89 that would plug up this potential loophole.
I guess I'm a little surprised that the city would agree to that settlement.
Well, I can see where there might be instances where there could be these legitimate 30-day rental agreements. For example, a situation that has been mentioned during our committee hearings is President Obama when he's come to Oahu to vacation in Kailua. He basically enters into this 30-day or long-term rental agreement where he's allowed to rent out a home for the purpose of vacationing for a period of 30 days or more. And even if he doesn't actually occupy the premises for the full 30 days, it is a bona fide 30-day rental agreement, and he pays the full market value for that. But then there are instances where you may have some shady operators who come forward and they just have these 30-day rental agreements that they present to DPP when in fact they have a side agreement with the renter, with the understanding that that renter is going to be actually staying there for less than 30 days and compensating the operator for a less than 30-day arrangement. And in that situation, you don't have a bona fide 30-day rental agreement. It, in fact, is a short-term rental. And that short-term rental should be regulated like any other short-term rentals under the law. So it is a potential loophole. It was brought to my attention. I wasn't aware of it until the settlement agreement was brought to my attention at the last council meeting. So I've got provisions in my proposed draft to Bill 89 that would plug up that loophole.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully there can be a meeting of the minds with the other members on all these really complicated issues.
Yes. I'm optimistic. Because I think that there is a recognition on the council that action to address the problem of the proliferation of illegal vacation rentals is long overdue, and that the council needs to take proactive and decisive action in the near future.
That was Councilmember Ron Minor, chair of the new combined committee of zoning, planning, and housing. That special meeting is set for Friday at 10 a.m.